We go all access, and in this case, we really do have all access. Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL on CBS, brought to you by Bet365. She was on the Broncos sideline Sunday in Seattle, and she will be back there this Sunday for the Steelers and Broncos. So empty the notebook for us, Aditi. Give us your observations on the team the Steelers will play this weekend. You were up close and personal.
You know, the Broncos defense was tremendous in the first half. There were two safeties, and there could have been another two. They brought a lot of pressure. The Seattle could not run the ball, and it was really, really quite impressive, especially in an environment like that. And then Seattle just came back and ran right at them in the second half. And so the Broncos defense definitely has some things to work on there. Bo Nix was really, in a lot of ways, he looked like a rookie. You know, he threw an interception to Julian Love. I don't know if you guys watched the game yet or not, but he stared down the receiver, and you're just like, oh, if he just gave a half-second look to the middle of the field and held Love there, it would have been different. But the flip to that is that I was really, really impressed with his demeanor. And in fact, I was telling a member of the Steelers staff that just this morning, that he did not look flustered. He did not get easily frustrated. That noise did not really bother him. He managed the snap count, the huddle, the play calling, all of that really well. There were a couple early drops in the game, and I really feel like if he could have gotten one of those, he might have settled in a little bit better. But Sean Payton made very, very clear that it was the rest of the team that he really needed more from. That when you have a rookie quarterback like that, you need other guys to step up and do more. And he was quite animated on the sideline about that, talking to his offensive line, talking to Adam Trautman, who missed a block. I don't know. They, you know, like, Sean Payton is different this year than he was last year. He really, really likes this team. And I think that it's a nice matchup for the Steelers, just because the Steelers like to win ugly and they play great defense, and going on the road is obviously not like going on the road for any other team. I'm sure they'll have lots of fans, and that kind of negates Bo Nix getting his first start at home in some ways, but it's a nice matchup. I don't know if that's what you were looking for or something more specific.
What did you think of Sean Payton having Bo Nix attempt 42 passes in his NFL debut?
He's afraid. He really, really, really likes Bo Nix. Really likes Bo Nix. He loved his tape. He loved him at his workout. He told us that 15 throws into his workout, he walked by his GM and he said, done. This is our guy. And, you know, it has to do with his mental makeup. It has to do with his preparation. It, you know, he's told the story quite a few times that 5 p.m. the night before they were putting him on the board, they gave him a whole bunch of plays. Like, okay, go ahead and study this. By 9 a.m., you could tell that he had stayed up all night studying. He aced everything. It's just, he's a guy his teammates really like too. And that team has been remade in 2 years. You know, even on the defense, they were, linebacker Alex Singleton was telling me how the first OTA practice this year was better than a week 17 practice last year. And it's not just Vance Joseph kind of making his defensive front more of an attacking front. It's also that you just had guys that had done things a long time, a certain way, are just not there anymore. And so there's not the butting of the heads. It's kind of, you know, everybody's bought in to the way that Sean Payton wants to do things, which is quite old school. You know, he's from the Bill Parcells line.
Well, how much of that is the quarterback is no longer the guy that Sean Payton and the GM there were willing to pay, what, $85 million to go away? You said he really likes this year's team. I can't help but think that it's because largely Russell Wilson is no longer the quarterback and Bo Nix is.
I mean, that's definitely a piece of it, right? But Sean Payton also, I'm going to hold some of these things until we get to the game. But I will say this, to be fair, that Sean Payton went out of his way to tell us in our meetings this week, it's not just about the quarterback. It's not just about, I mean, you can look and you can see who's gone from last year's team. There are quite a few key names that were there for a long time that are no longer there. And Sean went out of his way to say, it's not just about one player, but that there is indeed an addition by subtraction, and it has to do with the whole makeup. It's also a very young team. You know, the Broncos are young, and it's another thing that Sean Payton said to us, that part of what keeps you young is being around so many young guys. That's certainly a piece of it. Look, you know, we had the Broncos week two of last year against the Commanders, and
that was the Hail Mary.
I've said this to you. Yeah, it was. And the Broncos got up early in the first half and then just completely, totally fell apart, collapsed. And I told you guys this multiple times that Sean Payton and Russell Wilson were both unbelievably bullish on each other. Russell Wilson said to us, "He breathed life back into me." That's what he said about Sean Payton. And Sean Payton told us he never would have taken the job if he didn't think that Russell still had it. Now, obviously, it was very early in their relationship, and they both had to learn a lot more about each other and what each other expected. And we saw how that devolved as the year went on. But, you know, this is part of – it's funny because my crew and I, we were sitting here and we were talking about, gosh, Sean seems so much lighter and he seems so much happier. And those are things that his players said to me. I mean, Marvin Mims said it. Cortland Sutton said it. Alex Singleton said it. They all talked about the differences that they are seeing in Sean Payton. I mean, Marvin Mims said to me that Payton seems a lot more patient. And when I took that back to Payton, he's like, well, yeah, I'm not so angry. I'm not so irritated. I am more patient. But it's not... I think that any time a coach comes in. So anyway, let me go back to this. So I was saying to my crew, to Spiro and Arch, you know, like, he really does seem like a different guy. And Arch reminded me, yeah, well, remember year two, he loved Russell Wilson. And he was so sure that he was going to be the guy that fixed Russell Wilson. And remember, or not year two, sorry, week two. In week two, Russell Wilson openly told us that, hey, it was one bad year. That's it. And he is, if you're going to climb another mountain, you have to be in the valley. So it is still early, obviously. But, I mean, I like the line. It's true. It's true, right? I mean, Russ said, if you want to climb another mountain, then you have to get off the previous mountain that you're on. It's not like you just jump from one mountaintop to another.
I want to ask you about the devolvement, about, you said it devolved, and how it pertains to this game and Russ's potential or lack thereof when it comes to his participation. Who do you think will be more disappointed if the game doesn't include Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson himself or Sean Payton?
No, I mean, definitely Russ.
Definitely Russ.
But I say, but again, remember, since Russell Wilson has been in Pittsburgh, he has done everything to say and at least publicly illustrate that he is 100% about the team, and that, you know, he's taking this captaincy seriously and he's taking his involvement in the community seriously. So the right answer here is that if you are truly indeed thinking about the team, and if you truly indeed have confidence in yourself, then you think about the long game. And it's not just about, oh, well, this would be really fun to get to stick it to my old team.
But he's a human and not a robot. He has emotions, well, he has feelings and
yes,
all those things.
Of course. The Sean Payton thing, though, it just is a little insight into Sean Payton. He is one of the best. His two central tenets to this young team right now are play fast. And he's told his coaches this exactly. We don't want anything so complicated that they can't play fast. We need to make sure that they are able to play without overthinking anything. But the second thing, and I witnessed this on the sideline over and over, and it wasn't just Sean Payton saying this to Bo Nix. It was also Cortland Sutton and Josh Reynolds saying it to Bo Nix. Move on to the next play. Meaning you don't hold on tight to anything in the past. The past is the past. And the exact words that Sean Payton used with us is, we in this game waste too much time thinking about things that already happened that just don't matter. He's like, yeah, you get the tablet, you look at what happened, you make a correction, but move on. And it's funny, like, I had something happen in my game from my end, from a broadcast standpoint, and I was like, oh, crap.
Oh,
and
I'm terrible at that. Ask Malzi. I'm so bad at that. I'm really
like,
bad at the moving
you know,
on when there's a technical
like,
gap or something.
Where's the short-term memory? Where is this?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I mean, what one of my producers said to me was like, what does Sean Payton say? Move on to the next thing. Yep. And that was it.
See, my secret, Aditi, is when something goes wrong, I'm just so base level miserable that it can't bring me down appreciably. It's actually a superpower of mine.
Hey, Aditi, we don't have a lot. We don't have much time, but I this is a little bit of an awkward question, but I really feel like I want to ask it to you, which is a weird way to start
a
question.
That's a good setup.
But
well, that's a great setup.
We just heard Jay Glazer say that the Aiyuk trade was minutes away from happening. And if not for Aiyuk getting to the 49ers facility early that morning and Kyle Shanahan running to John Lynch's office and saying, hey, hold on a second here. We think we can get something done with him. He would have been traded to the Steelers. That seems to debunk the idea that San Francisco needed Denver to trade them Courtland Sutton to make that trade. You were just there. You were just around Sutton. Does that track with you? Does that make sense to you? Do you think that that really, do you think that Courtland Sutton needed to go to San Francisco
no,
in order to facilitate
no.
that trade?
No, I don't think that that's it. But I also would caution you. The fact that Aiyuk went into the building early goes back to what I told you all a month ago. I don't think in his heart he truly ever really wanted to leave.
Yeah.
I think that he really truly wanted to try to make it work where he was.
Aditi, enjoy Denver, and we can't wait to hear your stories from the sideline next week.
All right, you guys are the best. Talk to you soon. You're